Welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as The Word is the Way to Life. The Word, Jesus Christ, manifested in the flesh, and He has shown us the way for life, both in this world and life eternal. With that said, we're grateful that you tune in as we continue our walk through the book of Ecclesiastes. This week, we're in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 16 through 22. Now, the subtitle for this is called The Injustices of Life. Hear God's Word. I also noticed, I being Solomon, noticed that throughout the world there is evil in the courtroom. Yes, even in the courts of law are corrupt. I said to myself, at due season God will judge everyone, both good and bad, for all of their deeds. Then I realized that God allows people to continue in their sinful ways so that He can test them. That way, they can see for themselves that they are no better than the animals. For humans and animals both breathe the same air and both die, so people have no real advantage over the animals. How meaningless. Both go to the same place, the dust from which they came from and to which they must return. For who can prove that a human spirit goes upward and the spirit of animals go downward to the earth? So I saw there is nothing better for people than to be happy in their work. That is why they are here, and no one will bring them back from death to enjoy life in the future. Interesting scriptures from Solomon. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding. Well, the passages that I just read develop a theme of God's judgment. The teacher, as we know him as Solomon, reflects on two issues which force us to face our limitations as human, and injustice and also death. In the place of judgment, wickedness was there, Solomon said. When injustice triumphs, we become sick at heart. What can we do? Well, most of us do not have the power to challenge, for example, a corrupt judiciary. But God does. And He said there'll be a time to judge every deed. He sends a very interesting picture. And again, the teacher affirms a belief in God's judgment that we cannot call the unjust to account, but, I love the buts, God can. Yet the fact of present injustice may seem to poison life. Humans often seem to be treated like animals. Well, we are part of the animal kingdom, you know, preacher. Yeah, I remember that. And clearly, we will all die like the animals, and no one knows for certain what happens then. Well, the Bible does say, first come dust and then the judgment. Now, that's talking about the human. So, Solomon is really laying some things out here for us to think about. Because he goes on to say, everything is a breath. And it is. Life's a breath. It's frustrating. And at times, it's hard to make sense of. So the phrase in verse 18, God tests them, means that we are no more than just ordinary laboratory rats, or like the monkey places they're building up in Bainbridge for testing. Yeah, that's a frightening image. But there's a more positive way to translate this phrase. God's intention is to purify them so that they may see. How does God purify us? Well, I think by forcing us to face our limitations, including the fact that we will die. You've heard me say that so many times. Unless the Lord comes for us first in the rapture, we're all going to experience physical death. Life is brief, and it's uncertain, and we should be adjusting our aims and expectations accordingly, because we don't know what will come of our life's work after we're gone. But we can still enjoy our work in the presence. It's our lot, so to speak. It's what God has given to us. Better to find satisfaction there than to embark on an imposing self-centered project which will almost certainly disappoint us. Well, All throughout chapters 1 through 3, as we looked at it, the teacher has urged us to be realistic. And when he recommends that we find enjoyments in things of life, which is easy to reach, you know, with food, drink, and satisfying work, rather than pursuing overambitious goals, this is not a counsel of despair, as it might think in the secular realm, but rather, he seeks the enjoyment of food and work as a positive, sober, and reverent response to God-given limits of our creature nature and our existence. And indeed, it's an expression of trust in God. So if we are content with what God has given us, that's a strong witness. If we recognize our creaturely nature and accept our lot, that is a powerful testimony to God's goodness. And many people around us, they need to hear this message. You do not have to resist God in order to have a fulfilling life. Just as important as many around us need to hear and see that Christian living represents what God has done for us in the flesh. Wow, isn't that interesting? You can also do some more of Solomon's thinking, and either in Proverbs or the Song of Solomon. But the book of Ecclesiastes, I think it was his most wonderful work in order to let us understand life and what it means to have a relationship with God and be in this old world and dealing with worldly things. After all, he was the richest man in the world. And what he asked God for was wisdom, and God granted that to him, and he shares this wisdom. So, what is our response to the presence of injustice in this world? We hear it and see it all the time. And maybe what is some practical actions that we can take in this old world that is presence of injustice? Maybe we'll resolve to be realistic about the limitations. Does that mean that we cannot also dream for a better world? No, absolutely we should. And if you consider the scriptures in Ecclesiastes 3 in verse 17, I'll just reflect on that again. Ecclesiastes 17. I said to myself, self? No, that's not me. That's me, not Solomon. I said to myself, in due season, God will judge everyone, both good and bad, for all of their deeds. And then again in verse 21, I'll read it again. Let's see where it is. Oh yeah, there it is. For who can prove that the human spirit goes upward and the spirit of animals go downward into the earth? Wow. A lot to think about. I certainly like Solomon and the way he laid out in the book of Ecclesiastes. That's something for us to really think about, because we're in this old world together and we need to encourage one another in the faith. So with that said, I just want to thank you for tuning in to The Word is the Way to Life, because the Word of God certainly lays out the path for our life and how we can have it more abundantly, including the promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ. With that, I'd like to just think about some of the people that we have on our prayer list that you can click at on the website there, Pastor's Thoughts, and you'll see to the left there's one that says Slides, and it'll take you to all the people that we know about that we publish in the bulletin every week. But we also know there's always some that are not mentioned or we don't list, and we want to come into a prayer of agreement with and for those folks too, as we call it, prayers of intercession. And it's just an amazing thing how we as people, created in the image of God, which God allowed us to communicate with Him, is called talking to God, and that's also known as prayer. You don't need a preacher like me or a priest or anybody else. You can go directly to God yourself in the name of Jesus. Father, I want to talk to you today in Jesus' name. And He'll listen to what you got to say, and then He'll even give you some answers. And sometimes they don't come right away, but I can assure you answers to your prayers will always come. Either yes or no or maybe. just be patient. That's what it is, to be patient. Yeah. I say, Lord, I want patience, and I want it right now. Well, I don't think he listens to my prayer that way, but he has given me a lot of patience, and I'm still learning. So with that, we want to know that we come in a prayer of agreement with the folks that need a word of prayer and support one another. The Lord's Prayer that Jesus gave to us, and he'll, some translations say it correctly, this is a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with. And if you break down the Lord's Prayer, you'll see it is a good way to think about all your prayers as we close this segment by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Well, I hope and pray you're enjoying this little walk through the book of Ecclesiastes every week, and we're certainly grateful that we have the ability to bring it to you. And if you have any comments or thoughts, why, you'll see our numbers and our contact information there on the website. Let us know. We appreciate it. You have a wonderful and blessed day in Jesus' name.